This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. I'm Jiaying.
And I'm Neil.
Are you ready for tonight's birthday party?
Yes, I think I've bought Rob the best present ever. You know he likes biscuits, right?
Likes them? He loves them.
Exactly. Well, I've bought him a biscuit jar that has his face on it. I think he's going to love it.
It's very unusual, but I'll give you that. He'll love it.
You'll give me what? I don't want it. It's a present for Rob. Why would you give it to me?
No, Neil. I said I'll give you that, which means I accept part of something you said.
Ah, that makes sense. Well, you know what I think would be a good idea? Some examples.
Yes, it's a great idea. I'll give you that. Let's listen to them.
He's really funny, I'll give you that, but sometimes he says things that are mean. It's really raining now. You're right to bring an umbrella. I'll give you that. I'm not a fan of her music, but she's a great singer. I'll give you that.
You're listening to The English We Speak from BBC Learning English, and we're talking about the expression, I'll give you that. We use this expression to agree with a point someone has said. It's a great expression, isn't it, Neil?
It most certainly is. I'll give you that. It's an interesting expression because we quite often use it to agree with part of something rather than completely agree.
Yes. For example, if I say that learning the violin was fun and easy...
I might say, it's fun, I'll give you that, but it's not easy.
Right. I suppose I'd better get ready for the birthday party. I need to try to find something for Rob that's even better than your present.
You're competitive, I'll give you that, but I doubt you'll find something better.
True. Bye, Neil.
Bye.